We're up to Siman Yud Gimel, Seif Beis. We'll be discussing some really important halachas. Before we continue, though, I owe a few of the Choshva participants an answer, which actually Bialocha speaks about it. It's about, based on what we learned yesterday, that, can you repeat the question? Yeah, a very interesting question, which makes a lot of sense. Based on what we learned yesterday, that there's a machloikas, Ri and Rashi, about how long the kedaniva needs to be. And we discussed, that's on the, where really the kedaniva is. Is it at the beginning or is it at the very, on the very top? Where exactly the kedaniva is. Together with what we learned earlier, that really the additional going around and double knots is only medrabonon or a minig. So therefore, why don't you, if you've got a cut, if it's torn, why don't you unravel it, and therefore your kedaniva is going to be a lot bigger? How does that sound? It's a very interesting question. The Bialocha speaks about it, in fact, not just the Bialocha, but Gdoyle Achronim, including Rebbe Kveg, Prima Godim, and other Gdoyle Achronim discuss this question. To cut a long parsha short, not the words, to cut it short, the answer is that if it is posul, if the tzitzit has become posul, because it's from two different sides, or three, or whatever the reason is, if the tzitzit has become posul, according to a main opinion, then it is indeed a problem. It won't help to unravel, because the consensus of the poskim is, as I mentioned, it's tasev lo mina osur. If the tzitzit has become posul, you won't be able to rectify it by unraveling it. That's what many poskim agree.
We don't rely on the re for this case,
because many hold that it's the main opinion, and therefore we won't be able to. No, that's the, it's a machloikus, but lahalocha, that's how we paskin. You're quite right. Yeah, but not for this. If you hear the poskim are machmir, they're very machmir, it's interesting. If it's just one, then the poskim say it's fine. Nothing, that's right. You're not really gaining much, but that's the consensus of the poskim. Just to answer that. That's based on the bialocha. Right, okay. So now we're going to be discussing, amongst other topics, a very interesting shaila. If the tzitzit become possible on Shabbos, we'll be going into greater detail, and we'll be discussing a very important halacha of Kavod Abrias. Kavod Abrias, what a muslig, beautiful halacha. That Kavod Abrias, if something is extremely disrespectful for a person, such as taking a talus off in the middle of the street, or something like that, we know that Chachomim were very makel, and we're going to be discussing in greater detail these halachas. So, right. So let us see Seif Beis, and then we're going to see in additional levels in that. Seif Beis. Im mitzuyeses kelchoso. If the tzitzis is, if the tzitzis or the talus is mitzuyeses kelchoso, it's got all the tzitzis are properly on. Mota, then it is permitted. Lot says ba'ol reshus rabim. Tzitzis, which are completely halachically in order, certainly you can walk with it on Shabbos and reshus rabim. Although I do know somebody who is machmir. Somebody from the Brisker Chet, I know somebody is Machmir. I do not know why. There's somebody, a Talmud Chochem that I know. If you can think of any reason, a Talmud Chochem that I know in Yerushalayim, HaKodesh. Besides the fact that he's not Tzemich on the Eruv in Yerushalayim, which that itself is quite a level. Besides the fact that he also doesn't carry, he doesn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. I wonder where he's coming from.
Maybe.
But he's not the kind of person that would make any... Maybe, pardon? Yeah. Yes. Yes. He's my. I don't know why, but that's of any. If somebody can think of a reason, I dare not to ask him. Pardon.
We define kelchosov.
Yeah, that's a good point. Kelchosov means that. Kelchosov means that it is. It's probably, in fact, the way many achronim learn. You know, actually, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah. It's going to help us a bit to some extent. Lots of bolos shus rabim. You're allowed to walk in the shus rabim. Bein talis cotton, bein talis gadol. Whether it's a talis cotton or a talis gadol. Even nowadays, that we don't have tcheles. In other words, we know that the main mitzvah, of course, to wear tzitzis is if there is tcheles on it. That's the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah. We haven't got tcheles nowadays, so obviously the fulfillment of the mitzvah is a more limited extent. Nevertheless, although we have no tcheles, you're allowed to walk within the Shabbos. It's not considered carrying. Continues the Ramah. Very important halacha. When you wear the tzitzis on Shabbos, ensure that it's worn properly. Don't put it just on the shoulders, al ksefav on the shoulders, or in a similar way. It's not just that scenario, that's just one case, but any way that is not a regular way of wearing the talus, it's not in a regular way on your body, that will be a problem of carrying on Shabbos. It has to be the absolute normal way of carrying.
of wearing it. Umekminon continues the Ramov an additional point. Umekminon letalis aches kosei shumetzius kilchosoi. We generally assume that the tzitzis have not become posel. So when you wear a talis, when you put the talis on, you can assume generally that it is kosher. You don't have to assume that maybe it's become posel, maybe some of the strings have torn up. You can assume there's a chazoka that tzitzis are kosher. Ve'ein tzorich, there is no need really levotkoi kodim sheitzeboi. Before you go into Rishus HaRabim, as you're passing, crossing the M1, you can assume that the tzitzis are kosher, and you don't have to question that. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet. Sifkot Dalet Mishnah Berurah says, Mutalot says you're allowed to walk. You're allowed to carry, walk out in Rishus HaRabim. Afilu belailo, even in the night. The lav zman tzitzisu. Although the night, we're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis by night. Nevertheless, of course, the question would be a very good question. If you are not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis by night, why are you allowed to walk with it? Why are you allowed to? You're not fulfilling a mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah says the following four key words. Mishum denoyuhu lebeged. Never mind the actual garment, the tzitzis garment. That is a garment. There's not much question about that. But the tzitzis attached is also not considered carrying. It's fine. The reason is because it's noyuhu lebeged. Know those words. Noyuhu, it's beautiful for the beged, for the garment. Tzitzis enhance the beged. The tzitzis strings enhance the beged. Consequently, it's not considered carrying on Shabbos. You're not happy about this.
Quite creative, isn't it?
Why is that?
Because you wouldn't wear citrus to decorate a beggar like you would wear a tie to decorate your suit.
Yeah. What do you think about this point, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yisai claims that it's not necessarily so beautiful. It's not like the tie. It's not like the fancy. Yeah. What do you think about that point, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah.
Can I ask a second question?
Yeah.
If you're walking somewhere for Nate and there's no error, right? You can't put talis on before the man of making the beer place of making broth on it. So you can't really get there. You can't wear it on your shoulder not properly because then you're
talking about somewhere there's no error you cannot carry.
Yeah.
So is the question about broch or is the question about carrying? What's the question on?
Neither. It's about obviously before this man of talis and sitting. Can you put a talus on in order to
put it on?
Before Nate, you want to walk to somewhere to double Nate, and there's no error. Can you put...
Unless
you've got a long walk. You're walking an hour and a half to Lake Kotel, for example.
If you have to put it on before this man mitzvah...
Yeah.
Can
you put it on even though... Because obviously you have to wear it proper, otherwise
if you wear it proper, I don't see the problem about wearing it properly. The question only about bocha, they obviously won't be able to make a bocha. I don't think there would be a ma'aseh. No.
Because it's a common shaila if you're walking a long distance.
Yeah, if you have to go. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. At first glance, it looks like it's just a shaila of boch, and you don't make a boch, and then. Yeah.
I assume the nerve that sits is not the beauty, the physical. It's the fact that it's a chetuch mitzvah.
Right, good. So, one of the two answers that I wanted to give to you is, first of all, the Mishnah did explain to what earlier when he spoke about the importance of wearing tzitzis outside, he did say that it's a beautiful thing to have. It's like something that we have from the king. Excuse me, it's as if we had something from the king. Melech Malcham Lochim, and it's a very precious thing, and why do you want to hide it inside, Mishnah Berurah says. So there's a certain noy aspect to that, but more importantly than that, it's also that the noyu lebeged is specifically referring to the fact that the reason why you're wearing that garment, the tzitzis, the garment called the tzitzis, the reason why you're wearing it is because you have tzitzis attached to it. So it's the noyu lebeged, it's the whole reason why you have the beged is because of its tzitzis. So it's noyu lebeged. Yeah, the real reason why you're wearing this is because of its tzitzis. That's what it means, noyu lebeged. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'afilu betalisa shel shaminim, even if it's not made out of wool, if it's made out of different materials. Afilu ha'poiskim le'altzim and tesif alef, dechiyuv midrabon. Even according to the many poiskim hold that if it's shaminim, it's only midrabonon, mikol mokim nevertheless, noy begedu kivin al kuponim mechuvim meter asvadai. There's a mitzvah there. You're still fulfilling a mitzvah. Be it the rabonon. Be the reiser. If you have got a tzitzis on you, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Therefore, it's a noy, and the tzitzis strings are not considered a masui. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Continues the, says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton vav, al ksif, if you put it on your shoulders. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the oz, if you put it on your shoulders, That's not considered a tachshit. It doesn't enhance anything. It's a masu. If you're just putting it on your shoulders in an irregular way, you're carrying the talus, you're carrying it, it's not considered wearing, and it's also the einzer, derech levishosu b'chol. If it's not the regular weekday manner of wearing it, you're oivon masu, it's one of the lametes melochas you're carrying on Shabbos. Any way that you're covering your body in a regular way, I'm repeating that, any time that you wear any, if you, whenever you're wearing it in a regular way, that you're covering most of the body, that's permitted, and that's considered a normal way of wearing it, and that's in order, and that's not considered carrying on Shabbos. Now, before we proceed to see if Gimel, I want to make the following couple of introductions. Point number one, I want to make the following point. Is there a difference about wearing tzitzis? Disregarding the aspect of carrying on Shabbos. Is there a difference of carrying posel tzitzis on Shabbos and on weekdays? Is there any difference? Again, disregarding, if you're just in your house, in your home, is there any difference between wearing posel tzitzis on Shabbos to a Wednesday? Does it make any difference? Are you over more of an issa or less of an issa? Or is it exactly the same? Fix it straight away. On Shabbos, of course, you can't fix it. Yeah. Mukta, shal of mukta. Okay. Besides that. Yeah, you're right. Consequently, it will become mukta if it's possible. Potentially. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, and it's actually a Gemara, Motcha, says the following. Very interesting chiddush. What's the source that we have to put on tzitzis on us? What's the obligation? What is the obligation to have tzitzis?
If you wear proper garments.
Then what?
If you wear proper garments.
Then you have to put tzitzis on. If you wear a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on. Now, the putting on tzitzis, is that something you can do on a Tuesday? Is it something you can do on a Thursday? Is it something you can do on Shabbos? You can't. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the fact that you can't put on tzitzis on Shabbos, that makes it that you haven't got really the obligation. There is no obligation to have tzitzis on, to put on tzitzis on Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to see how Mishnah Berurah puts this down. So therefore, there's actually a very big difference between Shabbos and weekdays. Because if the tzitzis become possible on Shabbos, there is no real obligation. You can't sort it out. You can't sort it out because it's Shabbos. So therefore, there's no obligation. There's no obligation as opposed to on a Tuesday and on a Monday. So there's a very big difference between Shabbos and weekdays, and we're going to speak about that. We're going to speak the Mishnah Berurah. That's first introduction I want to make. Introduction number two. Kovod Abrios Abayisai. What's Kovod Abrios? Respect to human dignity. So, so important. Respect to human dignity. Kovod Abrios. And this is halacha. It's not just Musa. It's halacha. And we're going to find over here in Siman Yud Gimel to what extent Kovod Abrios goes in halacha. That there is... We're going to see the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it down over here, that there is a concept that Kovod HaBriyos is actually, when it comes to a derabbanan obligation, Kovod HaBriyos is more important. Kovod HaBriyos is doicha, pushes away a rabbinical obligation. Why is that? Do you know why? Because Chachamim said, our obligations are very important, all our mitzvahs are very important, Chachamim said, but it doesn't, when it comes to a Kovod HaBriyos, we're not saying mitzvahs, we're not making obligations when it's the cheshbon of Kovod HaBriyos. That's how the Mishnah Berurah puts it. It's unbelievable. Chomim said, when it comes to Kovod HaBriyos, then if it's on cheshbon of Kovod HaBriyos, our mitzvah hasn't been said. So therefore, whenever there's a drabonon on cheshbon of Kovod HaBriyos, Kovod HaBriyos comes first. This is very important when it comes to tzitz, we'll see that shortly. What about the reisa, Rabbi Yisai? The Rabbi Yisai, the Rabbonon, the reisa? The fulfillment is the fulfillment, or what are you referring to? The fulfillment is the Rabbanon. Why is that? Yeah. We'll see soon. Does it push away the Raisa?
The Raisa love or the Raisa?
Very good. That's exactly the point. It actually makes a big difference if it's a positive fulfillment of a mitzvah or a negative. We'll see that in greater detail in Mitzvah Hashem. Says the Shulchan Aruch Tziv Gimel. That depends on that as well. That's right. We'll speak about that. Im noida loy b'shabbos. If a person suddenly becomes aware on Shabbos Kodesh, Kshu Bekamelis, when he's walking around the Kamelis, can somebody think of a good example of a Kamelis? Mulberry Road. Yes. Okay. We're quoting you. I'm just saying you move over. Yeah? Okay. Or maybe any Kamelis. You're walking, suddenly you realize, Oive, my tzitzis has become possible. Im noid aloi b'Shabbos, if he becomes away on Shabbos, Kshu b'Kamelis is walking around in a Kamelis, Shatalis sholov, the talis which is on him, possible, is possible, lo yasirenu me'olov. He does not remove it from himself. He doesn't remove it from him. Until he reaches his house. Why is that? The Govoy, the Godoyl, Kovoy Dabrios. Because great is the Kovoy Dabrios, human dignity is very big. If he's now in the middle of, what did he say, Mobi Road? He suddenly finds himself, it's a very questionable, but let's just assume it's a Carmelist. So if he's walking on a Carmelist and suddenly realizes, oh no, my tzitzis have become possible. If he starts in the middle of the road, taking off the tzitzis or the talus, it's very embarrassing. Well, it's very embarrassing. Do you agree it's embarrassing to start taking off your... So that's very embarrassing. So therefore, since it's the Rabbanon to carry in a Carmelis is only with the Rabbanon, so now that he's not obligated to take off the tzitzis because that's covered abrias, it's not respectful for him to do that. He can walk around, therefore, with his... Apostle tzitzis until he reaches his house. Rabbosai, which issa are we talking about over here? What's the issa that we're discussing? The issa of? Can't be tzitzis. It's only Shabbos. What we're discussing over here is with regards to the Shabbos. He's allowed to carry on walking and carry, as it were, this tzitzis until he reaches his home. It's not considered carrying on Shabbos. But there's another issa that should be discussed, which is, of course, walking around Daladamas with, or being, not Daladamas, being, wearing, having a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. It's possible. This has become possible. So why is he allowed to walk around like that until he reaches Daladamas? I understand Shabbos, covered abrias. But surely he's over on the rice over here that he's walking around with Dalad canvas below tzitzis. The apostle tzitzis. How is he allowed to walk around like that?
When do you make the bracha if you're walking to shul?
Okay, that's another question. Let's leave this out. Okay, does the question make sense? The question is, Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Im noit o b'Shabbos k'shu b'Kamelis, if he's walking in a Kamelis, and he realizes that his talis have become possible, shouldn't remove it, he can walk around until home, because God doil covered abrias. Covered abrias is doich everything. He's over on the Rabbanon, it's Kamelis, it's only the Rabbanon. You're allowed to carry the Rabbanon if you want to until you reach the home, because covered abrias. Question is, that besides the carrying issue, it's another issue as well. He's walking around with posle tzitzis. Why is he allowed to? Why is he allowed to? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton Tests. Who come k'shu b'kamelis? Who mokem? This is the place. Shesham there ain't is to tiltel rak midrabonon. To carry in a kamelis is only midrabonon. Lekach, therefore, ain't zorich le'osir. He has got no obligation to remove it. The kovoid habrio is to respect human dignity. Toiche pushes away Issa Drabonon. Pushed away Issa Drabonon. To be very precise, it's not really pushed away. To be very precise, it's that Chachamim never made their obligation by Kovod Abrias. It's not pushed away really. But Afal Gav, the Tzitzis Mitzvah Seh Dereise. Says the Mishnah Berurah, beautiful question. What I mean? But Tzitzis Mitzvah Seh Dereise. For the Reise Leute Chinu Ipne Kovod Abrias. And the Reise are not pushed away for Kovod Abrias. Only the Rabbonons, as we mentioned earlier. Mikol Mokim Shori nevertheless is permitted. The Loi Omro Teura. The Teura does not say, Loi Tilbash Beget, to not wear a garment below tzitzis without tzitzis. That's not what the Teura says. Rak only mitzvahs say there's a positive mitzvah lehatil boy to put on tzitzis. Vekevan and Sein Shein Yochel hatil boy tzitzis. Since he cannot put tzitzis on, Be Shabbos. On Shabbos, ain't over mitzvahs asay. He's not transgressing any mitzvahs because he can't put on tzitzis today. He can't. It's Shabbos Kodesh. He can't put on tzitzis. He can't put on tzitzis. There's no way you can make kosher tzitzis on Shabbos. There's no way. You can't make a double. You can't make kosher tzitzis on Shabbos. Therefore, since, yes, it's true, the tzitzis are possible, but we're not discussing the issa of walking with posle tzitzis, having posle tzitzis on, that's not a problem over here. Why not? Because it's Shabbos. So the only potential problem is carrying. Carrying is not a problem for Karmelis, because Karmelis is nit, Karmelis is on with Rabbanon, and it's nitche because of Kovod Abriyas. Let me just finish Mishneh Berurah. Therefore, hotem epnei Kovod Abriyas. It's pushed away for Kovod Abriyas. Ve'ein tzorech lifshut ha'talis, you do not remove the talis. Aval b'rishus rabim, but in a public domain, show me now Torah, which is midrash, tzorech lifshut lefoshto, you need to remove it. Ben talis gadol, whether it's a big talis, ben talis katan, whether it's a tzitzis. Va'afilim yishar oimet orum alidizeh, even if you are standing naked, are completely undressed, it won't make a difference. She'en kovod abriyas doiches ederaisa kazeh b'chol gavna. We'll speak in greater detail about this concept, but essentially, kovod abriyas does not push away in ederaisa. Ve'lekamon b'lechah Shabbos yispoed yesh machloikis b'zman hazeh yesh lan rishus rabim eloi. Later on, there's a discussion, simen shin mem hei, exactly how to define rishus rabim ederaisa. It does continue with an additional important point. Says the Mishneh Berurah, "V'nira it seems im agdil hu sholem. If the gdil is complete, the double knots and the going arounds are kosher. The psul rak be'on off, and the psul is only because you haven't got kedei aniva. It's torn off. If you are allowed to be matzar, if you can add the shitta, das hori le'el demach shederi that we mentioned earlier, that can be added le'kulam ve'etzorach lifshetechev, and you don't have to remove it immediately. Hirak yemaya, only be hurry up le'elech lebeis to cut your eyes as soon as possible. But you don't have to. You can add the opinion of the ri as a tziruf as well. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. The Mishneh Berurah is explaining us a very important point, that really when you're wearing tzitzis on Shabbos, which have become posel, you're not really over on carrying dalet, on wearing tzitzis which are posel. It's not really a problem. The only potential problem is carrying. But and therefore it makes a difference in the Reis and the Rabbanon, because Kovod Abriyas only the Doicha, the Rabbanon, not the Reis. Yeah. That's right. That's correct. Yeah, that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sif Kotten, in Sif Kotten Yud. It says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Yud the following. Apostle, it becomes the Tzitzis Apostle. Right, Zalayma. What the meaning of Shulchan Aruch is, Ben Shnif, Sekloi, Gam Keren Atalis, Venasa Basholosh. Whether the Tzitzis are torn because one of the corners has come off. Ben Shnif, Sekloi, Achaz, Metzioi, Solvad, whether it's one string that has come off, torn off. Either way, if the tzitzis become posel, the same halach will apply. Even if the tzitzis are posel when he leaves the house, makes no difference. When he put on the tzitzis, he wasn't aware of it. We don't cancel him, we don't make a knas on him, we don't punish him. The God will cover the beast, because cover the beast is very, very important, and therefore he's allowed to walk home with it and take it off there if it's a kamelis. Even without talisim that we've got nowadays, that we don't wear them normally the entire day, only when we daven, and it's not such an embarrassment if you're taking it off on the street. It's not so embarrassing, because it's just not so embarrassing. You don't wear it the whole day. You also don't need to remove it. Because the Chum didn't differentiate between a big talis and a small talis. is not so sure about that. So the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Imagine the following scenario, Boisai. You're walking home from shul and you've got your talis on you. Say, whether you've got a coat or you don't have a coat. Say for argument's sake, but you've got your talis and you're walking home. And as you're walking home, something gets, one of the tzitzis strings get pulled off. And the second one as well. Something happened. Can you think of a case? Something gets caught up. And now, you're walking home, you're behind Mobit Parade, you are wherever you may be walking home to. And it's Shabbos, and the tzitzis have become, now you look at it and you say, oh no, tzitzis are apostle. What's the halacha, Rabbi Isai? You don't have to stop. Because of... That's right. As long as you don't stop, you're much better off. That's quite right. But assuming that you got a shock, and even if you got a shock and you look at it and you say, oh no. Yeah, but you're quite right. Definitely best is just to carry on walking, you're right? As far as the Shabbos is concerned. But what's the halacha, Rabbi Isai? The halacha is, you are allowed to walk home, although the tzitzis have become posel. Again, as far as wearing a four-cornered garment that tzitzis concerned, is not a problem. Because on Shabbos, there is no obligation. You can't make kosher tzitzis. You don't have to have kosher tzitzis. That's with regards to the first, the Isof, having that account for split tzitzis. And with regards to carrying, yes, it's considered carrying. It is considered carrying because it's a postlet tzitzis. You're carrying the tzitzis, but nevertheless, you don't have to remove it because God will cover that, but his human dignity is very big. It's a bit embarrassing starting off a tzitzis, a talis. It's a bit embarrassing. Therefore, you don't have to take it off and you can just walk home. Just to recap what we learned tonight, B'seiat Lishmaya. We started off learning Seif Beis, which tells us about the fact that if a tzitzis is kosher, you're allowed to walk in the Rishus HaRabim. Even at the Raisa domain, you're allowed to walk around with kosher tzitzis, whether it's talis gadol, talis kotel. Even nowadays, that is not chelis, not for completely fulfilling the mitzvah. Nevertheless, you're allowed to walk around in Rishus HaRabim. We also learned what the Ramah says, that you have to ensure that it's always worn in a regular way. Irregular way would be a problem that you're carrying on Shabbos. The Ramah also teaches us that you can always assume there's a chazaka that tzitzis are kosher. You don't have to worry every time you go out of the house, you don't have to check on Shabbos, is it kosher or not? You can assume that the tzitzis are kosher. And then we started learning about if the tzitzis become posel on Shabbos, then if it's in a kamelis, Godoil covered abrios, and although the tzitzis are posel now, it's not considered carrying because Godoil covered abrios, you can walk with it home and it's in order, as opposed to if it's in a Rishus HaRabim, the rice, if you're carrying with the rice, then you have to remove them straight away, put it on the floor, and that's it, because the tzitzis are posel. We did learn that this is all with regards to the Shabbos only. On a weekday, the halacha will be different because an additional is on weekdays as well. You're not allowed to be and stand and be at any time with a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. And this halacha is different on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you can't make kosher tzitzis, therefore this halacha won't apply. And we shall continue with Hashem tomorrow.